The Luann fallout continues. Tinsley gets in her feelings, and Ramona is stuck in between two men. Real Housewives of New York After Show starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I love this song.
It's a fun little get up. It's like get you going.
Jingle jangle. You're back.
I'm back.
Yes, you guys. We're joined here with Zach Peters, the Zach Peters. Yes.
When Chelsea and Leanne text you and tell you to come on and talk Real Housewives of New York, you do it.
You don't ask questions.
You just show up and you do it.
Especially with an episode, like a trip episode.
So good.
You have to be here for a trip episode.
I was laughing the entire time. I mean, when Sonia is face planting within the first 2 minutes of the episode starting onto the ground, blackout drunk, like,
and still going like the boss that she is. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, guys, so we have a lot to talk about. I am Chelsea Stark Jones, and like I said, I am joined by the lovely Mr. Zach Peters. Yeah, it was a good episode. It really picked up right where it left off with Sonia face planting. And, you know, and still just going with it, saying she's going to knock Bethany out still. Like, she really didn't skip a beat.
No, I wish she would have knocked Bethany out, or at least tried. Like, I love Bethany, but I wish she would have at least, like, I wanted a swing or something. I wanted Barbara to, like, you know, get some mud out and just, like, roll around with her. Like, Barbara looks like she's been in a few mud fights.
She does, but she definitely seems so out of place in this group of women.
It's so bad.
She just doesn't get it. But, yeah, and I love, you know, Sonia's kissing Bethany's butt, like, saying how great of an ass she has.
She has a great ass.
She thinks Clinton's still in office. Like, everything about it is fabulous. And I love the EMTs coming in and
having to check her.
These guys are
right in front of them. But I love how, like, they don't come in discreet. Like, they come in, like, as a herd.
Yeah.
And they're, like, standing over the bed.
There were, like, seven of them, right?
Yeah.
For, like, one frail older woman.
And there were, like, four of them were, like, actual office and two of them were like super, like, it was like a whole thing.
It was definitely a lot. And in the midst of it, Tinsley and Ramona were getting ready to go out.
Minus Babs.
She got the snub. Would you go out if you had a girlfriend or a guy friend, whatever?
You know,
getting medical attention.
I feel like Sonia has taken a few hits to the face. That'd be like, she's good. Like, I'm gonna go have a drink.
Yeah.
She's good. Like, she, you know.
I don't blame them either. Once I have my makeup on and I have an outfit on, like, I'm not...
There were no bruises. Yeah. There were no red marks. There's no blood. Like, she's taken plenty of hits to the face.
Yeah. She was definitely acting fine, too. But, yeah, so the EMTs cleared her. They said her vitals were great. She was lovely. And they also kind of mentioned, like, Bethany made a note, like, there's no drugs in her system, like, and whatnot. So that's a little tidbit for later. But then we have this fun night out with Tinsley and Ramona, or so we think. And Tinsley starts to rehash the Scott stuff again and says that Miami reminds her of him. I mean, to her credit, was like where their first like long weekend getaway was.
Yeah.
But I mean, I saw your eyes roll to the back of your head when this happened at the bar. what are your thoughts?
I think anytime Tinsley is on my television screen, my eyes roll into the back of my head. But I just think, like, I actually feel for the girl now because she's just like that one friend that, like, can't get over her ex, and everyone, like, wants to shake her, and you, like, delete his number, and you block him, and you, like, send him mean text messages from her phone, and then block him. Like, we've all been there with that friend. We've been that friend, so I, like, feel for her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, we just need to, like, I like that Ramona jumped in, and she's just like, you need to have, like, other guys, other options, which is kind of my strategy, is, like, pretend it's a stove, have multiple burners going on, you have one pod's boiling, one's kind of simmering, like, you know, make sure you keep the rotation going, and I think that's what Tinsley needs.
I like that analogy so much better than the cocktails and condiments that Ramona was using at the bar. I mean, I mean, she was being handy, but, like, that's actually really, really good. I agree. I think you shouldn't keep all your eggs in one basket.
No.
But I mean, I don't know how long in of a span of time has their breakup been? Like, it's still somewhat recent, I think.
I would say a couple months. Max 2 months.
Yeah, so I understand it, like, her still being in her feelings. And then I also, I mean, we don't know. I don't think he cheated on her. Like, I don't think he was abusive to her. So, like, I think it was one of those relationships that kind of just ended because you are growing in different directions. And I feel like that's almost harder to get over somebody when they didn't do anything to really, like, make you angry.
Yeah. Know? I mean, I, based off of my analysis from what we saw on the show, I don't think he was ever a great guy for her because it never felt like he was genuinely interested in committing to her.
Yeah.
He just kept her around, which, like, kept her leaving. Yeah. Kept her hopes up. Exactly. It kept her wanting to, or believing that something was actually going to come of this.
Yeah.
The fact that he was sending her pictures of engagement rings and, like, led her to believe that he was at one point going to ask her to marry him, and he never did. Like, it just showed that he was jerking her around.
Yeah.
And those are some of the hardest ones to get over, because, like, you held on to hope for so long that, like, you still, somewhere in the back of your mind, you know, you, it's Stockholm syndrome, and you're like, okay, at some point, like, you know, he's gonna call me one day and he's gonna tell me that he loves me, and it's all gonna turn around at some point, and you still hold on to that hope because that's what your relationship was based off of.
And then we jump up, we're gonna jump ahead a little bit with Tinsley. Her sister Dabney comes to the party.
Dabney.
Yeah.
What a stupid name.
I mean, that's not the best. Tinsley and Dabney.
Her mother spelled that wrong. She was drunk when she had her.
Oh, God.
It's too much morphine.
Too much morphine. But Dabney kind of left her with a good also thing. He was a burden. He was a weight on your shoulders. Like, he brought you down. Like, you know, he's not someone that you should be, like, you should be out there and, like, socializing with literally a party full of men. And she had her chance, and she just couldn't do
it. Who was the hot one? Tony? Was that his name?
Tony was the hot one.
Tony was hot. Like, I thought that's who Bethany was going to set him up with.
Yeah, Bethany totally threw us for a loop on that one.
See, that's when Tinsley needs to go downstairs and have a vodka and then, like, pretend she's a little drunker than she actually is to give her a little more confidence. And then she's like, oh my God, I accidentally fell into your lap. What? How did you get inside me? How did this happen?
Oh God. Yeah, I mean, she should do that.
She's single and he's hot. Like, Tinsley, like, you are, like, if Ramona and Sonia and Luann are just, like, full cooch out, like, ready for a man, like, the deadliest catch, then, like, Tinsley has no reason to not be out there with them. She's young and single and, like, get it, girl.
Yeah, she should definitely be doing that. And, I mean, out of all the women that were at that party, like, she should have been the one to, like, have a guy come upstairs with her.
She would have had multiple guys. Like, they would have all left Ramona and
really,
Sonia,
like,
for
and she really
her.
Wouldn't even have to do too much.
No.
Like, just say hello and
twirl her hair. Yeah. Twice. Laugh at their dumb jokes and, like,
she had it. But going back to the next morning after the whole drunken fiasco with Luann and whatnot, Luann goes about, well, she wakes up demanding coffee. Where's the help? Where's our people? And then she's, you know, in a yoga class.
I mean, the irony that she's yelling at people for coffee so that she can get to her yoga class to namaste. Like, oh my gosh, she's so crazy.
Yeah, she is insane. And she kind of just isolates herself from the group altogether. She even makes note that she heard about Sonia falling the previous night, but chose not to say anything because how could I with everything that she said to me the night before?
No, I loved her excuse where she was like, I heard Barbara came in and told me that Sonia fell and faceplanted onto the floor. And Ramona's like, well, why didn't you go in and check on her? She's like, because I didn't know she fell on the floor.
Yes.
I'm like,
you just said you
just knew. Admitted that you knew and you didn't go and check on her because you didn't want to, because you really weren't that concerned.
Not at all. And to pretend like you care about her drinking habits or that you're going to invite her to AA because you think she has some type of problem.
Yeah.
This, I think, was kind of the issue last year with Dorinda and Luann, when Luann felt like she was on some high horse because she was sober.
Yeah.
And Dorinda, you know, you're starting to turn where it's like you think just because you're not drinking, you have the authority to call someone a drunk or say they're alcoholic or whatever. And, like, that's starting to come to light again with Sonia. And, I mean, yeah, she got drunk, but, like, I got drunk 2 weekends ago in Mexico, too. Like, it's not, like, I don't have a drinking problem.
Yeah, there's a difference between getting drunk and being a drunk. And yeah. I actually don't know if I really believe that Luann is an alcoholic. And look, I'm not one to question it, and I'm not one to question anybody's sobriety or alcoholism. But I think, you know, I think she really ran with this and yeah. is turning it into a much bigger thing than it actually is.
Yeah.
You know, and her now her preaching and trying to project this onto everybody around her, it's like, it's off-putting.
Yeah, it really is. And Ramona goes out to talk to her to kind of like extend an olive branch. And she goes on and says, the women don't support me. Yeah. She just doesn't really seem to, she's not listening.
No, they don't support you. They spent 5 hours at a Halloween show waiting for you yeah. to come out and sing. What's her song?
Money Can't Buy
Money
You Class.
Money Can't Buy You Class. Oh,
lip-sing,
my God.
Money Can't
yeah,
Buy You
Class. Yeah, lip-sing Money Can't Buy You Class.
Yeah. I just, it's getting old for me, at least. Like, I haven't been that big of a Lou fan mm-mm. for a while. And
I don't
like,
think I've ever been a Lou fan.
Yeah, she just doesn't do it for me. And then, like, even this even more so is, like, proving my point as to, like, how just pretentious and condescending and nasty yeah. she is. It's just, it's not... It's not fun to watch. There's no. some people that could pull that off yeah. and are funny, hence like a NeNe Leakes or yeah, something. Yeah, yeah. But like, she doesn't do this for me.
There was a moment where like she was semi-enjoyable, and it was right after she got released from jail, right after yeah. her whole big arrest, and like she, you know, fell from grace. And then she was a little bit of like a normal person
humbled.
Because she had to be humble.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
She was humbled. They gave her a big, giant, not even a slice, a whole pie to the face.
Yeah.
And you know, now she is back, and she has her cabaret, she has her jewelry line, like she has all these things that are going for her again, and she has no reason to be.
Yeah.
You know, had to have any humility anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and I just love Bethany making a little success look real bad. Like, yeah. that's, like, it is. It's, okay, you have one cabaret that, like, you're touring around, like... No.
Yeah.
No.
When you're doing a Vegas residency 10 years after your show has ended, then I will consider you successful. When you're Britney and Celine Dion and Lady Gaga and J-Lo, mm-hmm. you know, then we can talk about you being, you know, this big success.
So just to set the record straight, we don't think Sonia is spiraling down into mm-mm. darkness.
No, yeah. I think Sonia is just one of those girls that likes to have a little too much fun sometimes. I don't think she is doing this. Like, it's when you're drinking and getting blackout drunk regularly on a weekly basis, that's when it's issue. More of an issue. Sonia does this every once in a while they're on vacation.
Like, and, like, I legit... empathize with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was me literally 2 weekends ago. It's like you're out of town, you get there, you're excited, you're taking any drink that yeah. comes your way, and you're not really thinking fully, you know?
No.
And it's, yeah, it's rare.
And she has like a full, like she has a daughter that she's putting through college. She's a yeah. single woman. She doesn't have a man with her. She just had to give up her townhouse. She's in a new teeny tiny apartment. Like, she's had a lot of life changes that I'm sure have prevented her from having a night out like
yeah.
this.
And to her defense as well, like Sonia is also someone that could, like 2-3 seasons ago, she wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
She wasn't, you know, she's not, she's someone
up.
That could just like go cold turkey.
Yeah.
But anyways, before we move on, guys, we just want to thank you so much for being a part of our AfterBuzz TV community. We really appreciate you. And just go ahead and make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well as subscribe on podcast. Give us a thumbs up. Talk to us in the chat. We really appreciate, you know, everything that you guys have going on and everything you have to contribute. The King T, yes, Zach, you're back. Thanks. Natty Bats, love you too. Recapping, appreciate you. Yeah, guys, so continue on. Cheering us on, we really love doing this together. We love having Zach back. And so let's move on to Luann and Sonia actually confronting one another about the night before, and then Sonia also, like, bringing up, you're spreading these rumors about me being manic and on pills or whatnot.
I thought Sonia really handled that maturely, and she handled it really well. Like, she was like, I don't have a problem, but if you would like me to go to AA with you, that's something I will consider to support you as a friend, not because yeah. I need it, and I'm certainly not going to go this weekend because I'm on vacation, and like, yeah. screw you. And also, like, by the way, while you're over here upset about what I said about you, like, you also need to, you know, check yourself because you said some things about me that I didn't like either,
yeah.
so we both need to be held accountable.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I also think that Sonia even in her, like, drunken state the night before, was making very valid points. Yeah. And she was reiterating those same things, kind of, to Luann in the next morning. And it's just like, yeah, if you think that I am on pills or whatever, like, that's a you and me conversation, yeah, not a you and the group and whoever else, you know. And she made also a really good point of, if I go and start telling people about you being on, yeah, pills, that puts you back in jail. Like,
yeah.
So, like, just know the severity of that kind of a rumor.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems so...
The thing is, Luann lacks complete self-awareness that, yeah, like, when everybody else is saying these things about her, and they're all kind of saying the same thing,
yeah,
and at the same time, not just saying the same thing, but have their individual bones to pick with, yeah, her that fit under the same umbrella, yeah, that everyone's accusing her of, like, at some point you're like, okay, what's the common denominator here? Like, let me look at myself and, like, yeah, maybe I am being a little pretentious. Maybe I am, you know, coming off a little too haughty and, like, not being a supportive friend right now, mm-hmm, and not automatically turn it on everybody else and being like, you guys don't support me and you want to see me fall. It's like, everybody has had your back and supported you for several months now.
Yeah.
Like, really? You're going to throw that at them?
I thought it was ridiculous. There's just a time with anything in life. You just have to look inward. It's self-reflection, mm-hmm, whether you're doing something wrong or not. Like, every couple of months, I take a time to look within.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, do a mental, you know, cleaning of the brain. Like,
yes,
there's just...
Get a colonic.
You got to do it sometimes.
Just, like, clean out all your insides.
And when all your friends are mad at you, you definitely have to do it. So,
or a coffee enema.
Yeah, coffee. I've never... You are so cute. I love you.
Luann would like a coffee enema since she was screaming about coffee. Like, where's my coffee?
Put it up.
Well,
your ass.
Up your ass.
Yeah. So I love Sonia kind of getting her point across and being, like, very matter of fact about the whole thing.
Yeah.
But also just leaving it as a agree to disagree at the same time. Like,
yeah,
I think the women are kind of coming to terms that no matter what they say, Luann's not going to receive it. So they, yeah, kind of just have to put it out there and just let it go and, you know, be cool with her, I guess. Surface level friendships at this point.
That's hard to do on somebody like Luann.
It is very hard to do.
And she just, like, wants everybody to, like, bow down to the queen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she said tonight, she's like, they always bring up the countess thing and they say I'm the countess. And it's like, no, it's not even about the countess anymore. It's just you, Luann, who's an awful person.
Yeah, you're not being... Yeah, countess is out the window. You're no longer that girlfriend. And I just kind of want to touch on this a little bit. Like, Barbara just feels... She just doesn't belong. She goes for the run. She comes back. Ramona tells her that they're all going to hang out by the pool. And it's just, like, the most awkward and uncomfortable encounter. Like, I just...
Barbara is the tilapia at the clam bake. Like, nobody wants it. It's like, why is this here? Because it was a cheap option that we just decided to throw on the plate to make it look
feeder.
Full. Yeah. It's like, why? What? Like, why is this even here right now?
Yeah, that is a really sad but true definition of what she is to this group. And I mean, and you could kind of see, like, the girls are trying to, like, let her know, like, this is only the beginning. Like, Dorinda's like, it hasn't got started. Bethany's like, this is just how we are, and you can't really flow with it. So yeah. And she didn't make it to the art thing, right?
She was not at the art thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why she wasn't at
the
art thing.
Yeah, I just realized that when we were, like, at the end of the episode, she wasn't there.
I wonder if they even invited her.
Yeah, right?
I didn't even notice she wasn't there. She had, like, three scenes,
and
like, none of them
words.
Really had words. Yeah, they didn't. There was really no words in it.
There's no purpose to have her. Like,
I think what it is, and Bethany even said it this episode too, that, like, Barbara just doesn't really fit in with the group. And I feel like, the producers and the editors, they all know that, like, she doesn't fit in. So let's have Bethany throw in a soundbite of Bethany saying it so we can slowly graduate.
Phase her out.
Like,
I thought she was going to be done after the whole Dorinda Luann bickering at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, I thought four episodes of her and then she's, like, out. But, like, they actually were trying
to
keep her as they were filming. Is that tilapia?
That is a tilapia.
Oh, that's a bottom feeder. I was like, oh, tilapia looks different than what I thought. Yeah, well, hi, Barb.
Hi, Babs.
How you doing? Yeah, so then Ramona also mentions at the pool that she's throwing a party that evening.
Mm-hmm.
And she's inviting Mario to come to the party a little bit later. She says there's no issue with her having Mario there and also inviting a flirt friend. And I love that Bethany pointed out the double standard. And Ramona's like, yeah, no.
Ramona is just so funny that, like, she does these crazy things, and it's just, like, you can't help but, like, appreciate her for who she is. Like, only she can invite her ex-husband with the intention of, like, leading him on with another guy when it's, like, this was the ex-husband that, in case you forgot, left you for a younger woman, and then it didn't work out, and now he's, like, lost in life, and you think you're just gonna, like, catch him back in, like, around a tilapia. Like... I can't with her. She's so funny.
I love it, though. And she's someone that is... See, this is a good example. Luann and Ramona are both, not self-aware. And
right.
She was on Watch What Happens, and they did a poll, like, is being a narcissist worse or being unaware worse? And everyone shows narcissist for Luann. And, like, that is true. Like, that is exactly Ramona, because she is just as much as into herself as anybody else. Yeah. She is, you know, she holds these double standards about men and relationships and stuff. But she is funny to watch.
That's the thing with Ramona, is she's all the things that Luann is.
Yeah.
But she is comic relief. And she also, probably a little too much, but she knows when to apologize.
Yes, yes.
Luann can never take accountability for anything.
She can listen to a friend that is hurt by her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like a very good example of the two of them.
Luann needs to see Teddy Mellencamp.
Go to accountability.
Accountability coach.
Well, speaking of someone that's a little bit too much into themselves, the women all go to see art, except for Barbara, apparently. And as they're about to get out of the car, Ramona says, okay, guys, leaving. I'm going to meet some other friends at a bar.
Typical Ramona. Like, why even? The only reason she rode with them was to get the free ride.
She had the ride, yeah. But she missed out on a lot. All the art.
Art for Jesus Christ. And who else got it? Queen Mother. Queen Mother.
Barbara Bush. She missed out on a lot. It looked like it was a nice little adventure, a nice little excursion. Again, pointing to Luann being a little bit too self-centered. When her friend Peter was giving out all the art pieces, she looked noticeably pissed that he didn't give her a gift. And then she even said, where's my gift?
Like, Bethany didn't get a gift either, and she spent $10,000 on an art piece.
Yeah, so...
like, maybe you should spend some money with all that cabaret money you've apparently got to buy a round house.
The view's pretty.
I mean, for, like, a weekend.
But, yeah, it's like an Airbnb for, like, a fun, cozy...
like Big Bear. Like, you go to Big Bear for a weekend, but, like, you wouldn't want to live in Big Bear.
Escape to Big Bear. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're finally at this party. Ramona's getting ready. She feels like it's prom night. She's super, super pumped.
A vision in white.
Mario's the first to arrive, which is... very eager.
Strategic.
Yeah. Gets there first. It was a little uncomfortable, and then it just went straight into flirting.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, like, she's like, we have chemistry, and then, like, they have this montage of, like, them over the years, which is so cringeworthy and awkward. Their chemistry is like when you have the red wire and the blue wire, and you, like, force it together to make a spark, but it, like, doesn't go, and the spark is, like, so forced that, like, they don't have chemistry, but it's, like, kind of like an admirable kind of relationship that's, like, fun to watch.
It's fun to watch. It's definitely fun to watch. Do you think they might end up together?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I would say 80-20. There's an 80% chance they would probably get back together.
Yeah.
And a 20% chance that they don't, and I think that they should not. Because I think, like, their relationship ended. And, like, they moved on from each other. And I think when a relationship ends, like, you have to move on and, like, move into the next phase of your life. And I think Ramona is now an independent woman. And, like, you know, she... I don't know. I don't really see them ending up with anybody else.
I don't know. I was listening to this podcast, and they were saying how, like, hypothetically speaking... Ramona and their daughter, Avery. Avery has a child. She's a Grant. Like, they're maybe later on down the line, a couple years, they're both still single. Like, maybe they get back together for the grandchild. I don't know. Like,
I think they'll get. Yeah.
They're older, too. So, I mean, Ramona looks great as at her age. So
a more realistic outcome would probably be Mario finding a younger woman.
Okay.
Not a young woman, like, but a younger woman. Like he,
late 40s, 50s. Because
they're
what?
They're in their 60s, yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah, late 40s, maybe early 50s. I think mm-hmm. that may be a little old for him. I think he would want like mid to late 40s, like Tinsley's yeah. age. And they're happy together. And Ramona, I unfortunately don't see her with anyone yeah. other than Mario. I think that's her best bet, but I don't want, I want, like, I want her to have, want more, but God, I think she's still in love with him, but yeah. he's not good for her.
Yeah.
Because he hurt her, and, like, you know, she needs to have some self-respect.
I do would say, like, the way that they're able to co-parent, even with their yeah. daughter being so much older, like, there's really no reason for them. I mean, there is, because they do have a daughter. But, like, she's older. Like, I'm sure she'd understand if her parents, like, didn't speak to one yeah. another. But I do respect their, like, co-parenting.
Modern dynamic. Yeah. yeah, I love yeah, that.
Exactly. And then another question before we move on. Would this franchise be as good if all the women were, like, married and had younger... Like, I feel like
no.
what makes New York great is they're single, they're partying, yeah. they're older, they're a little bit more, like, worldly.
Well, because you look at, like, look at Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Yeah. Yes, it's a completely different dynamic, and Los Angeles and New York are two completely different cities.
Yeah.
And the women... in and of themselves are different, but like they're all married and they're all, you know, mm-hmm. have kids, and like they, you know, they don't get crazy drunk when they go on trips. They go to Provence mm-hmm. and they have a rosé night and have one too many glasses and laugh till they pee themselves to sleep.
Oh yeah, like, or the ways that they do get drunk is just more like girlfriends having fun with yeah. each other and not like including yeah. men around or whatever.
Yeah, we're yeah. like this one we appreciate. And I also think that like, you know, I know Housewives, the franchise, gets a lot of crap, but I also think like this shows women that are older that are still able to date yeah. and still able to go out and have a life, and it goes to show that like your life doesn't end after 29. Yeah,
there's,
you know,
life after your 30s, there's life after divorce, there's life after a lot of things.
Yeah, I think yeah. these women are definitely, they're like, this show will go down in his New York especially will go down in like history. It'll be yeah. like the modern or future Golden Girls. It is, it really
it,
is
it is. They're, I mean, they're great. But yeah, I mean, they're at this party with literally all these men. Ramona made a very strict rule about the men to women ratio mm-hmm. at this party, which I respect. I respect that.
But like, you gotta take one home.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody got lucky.
I don't think so either.
Luann really tried with Tony. Ugh. Swooping in. He also seemed like he was 24 years old.
He right? did. He did.
Like, sitting next to Dorinda, like, she looked like his mother. Like, it just did not feel right.
No, he looked way too... I mean, but he could be, like, a really young, like, 30-ish, like, early 30s. Mm-hmm. He's definitely not mid-30s, which I think is way too young
yeah.
for them.
Yeah, mid-30s is way too young for them. But, I mean, they don't think so.
I mean, maybe for a night.
Yeah, I think that was the goal. That yeah. was the goal. But Luann definitely swooped in on another one of Sonia's people.
I can't.
Yeah. And she, the guy that she was talking to was also, he was kind of good looking.
Who?
Her friend, Luann's friend.
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
Yeah, I wonder what, yeah, I'm just curious how everything happened.
I mean, I think anything better than Tom, anything is better than Tom.
A lot of things are better than Tom. And so, yeah, Sonia goes on this vomit of the mouth spree around Mario. First, she tells Mario that Ramona has a date coming.
Good for her.
And yeah, I was here for it. Ramona tries to deny it and play it down a little bit, but we know that he was a real date.
Yeah.
And they get introduced to one another. It's very awkward. Kevin, the date, kind of walked away. Uncomfortably.
Well, yeah, because I think at that point he realized he was just like a pawn in Ramona's scheme to yeah. get back at Mario.
Yeah. And then Mario also was kind of like, I don't even think he looked at him when he shook his hand.
No, because I think he went there with the intention of thinking, like, him and Ramona were going to, like, he was Ramona's date.
You think
date.
So?
I think he talked, the way he walked in, the way he came early,
yeah.
walked in, complimented her on her outfit, like, oh. right when he got there. Like,
he
believed
had different
that,
expectations.
Yeah, he had different, and then his response to when he found out about the guy, and he found out about her making out with Harry,
yeah.
the other guy, like, his whole response, like, he just kind of crawled, he was like a crowd that just crawled back into his shell. And
yeah.
it was like mortified.
Yeah, the Harry one is, I think, maybe the more disgusting one too, because he probably sloppy knows seconds, Harry, yeah. And it's just like really.
Yeah, it was Aviva's husband, and Sonia had hooked up with him. Yeah,
yeah. So the Harry thing was definitely, and Sonia, of course, spilled the beans about that too. And I love how Ramona tried to like, no, your stories, and Dorinda's like, no,
you
it's true.
You just make things up. Yeah, and Dorinda confirmed it. He's like, oh, the voice of reason has confirmed it.
Loved it. Yeah, I mean. Do you have anything? That party was pretty. It was a pretty awesome party.
It was. And I loved it. Like, even though Tinsley had a crying scene, like, it didn't last, like, 10 minutes long. Like, all her other crying scenes. Mm-hmm. And her sister was like,
I think having her sister there helped.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's go ahead and move into some news and gossip.
News and gossip.
TV news. Okay, guys, so first things first, there is some nasty talkings in the street about our girl Bethany. Kelly Ben Simone claims Bethany Frankel didn't care if she miscarried with her daughter Bryn. And an excerpt from her Talk with Out in the Wild podcast obtained by Radar Online.
Of course.
Kelly slams Bethany for allegedly ignoring her pregnancy issues during the filming of Scary Island. She goes on to say, she was pregnant the entire time and she was having serious issues with her unborn child, Bryn. And she's flying back and forth pretending to film with her dying father in L.A., but really just filming in the car and never saw him, says Ben Simone. And I'm like, you want me to film with this woman that doesn't even care about her kid in her stomach? She's like, oh, if I miscarriage, whatever. Ben Simone says that she was shocked Frankel continued to film despite scary medical crisis. She was having serious complications and just didn't, and I just didn't understand why we were filming and why she was even there in St. John.
Kelly Ben Simone just needs to go away. Yeah. Swipe left, get her off of my screen, close that tab, and never go back. Like,
yeah.
She's the, you know, the annoying porn pop-up that, like, keeps coming up on your screen. You're like, I looked at porn one time in 2007. Why do I still have pop-ups? Like, yeah. Go away. I can't stand Kelly Ben Simone, and I didn't understand her whole story when she's just like, you know, Bethany was putting her baby in danger by flying back and forth, even though she wasn't really flying back and forth.
So then
and
how, I'm just is, like, her,
how
yeah.
is she putting her baby in danger then? You moron, like, and she's like, people just don't get me. I'm like, oh god.
Also, like, Bethany also came out and claimed that all this is false. But I also just don't understand the whole bitter house ex housewife thing. Like, when you're off the show, you're off the show. Like, you trying to make a storyline for yourself or anything like that, it's just so unnecessary to me.
See, but I don't even think she's contrived enough to think of making press. Like, I think really? She just says stupid stuff and, like, you know,
she doesn't
I'm sure,
think it's gonna get picked up
I don't
by
think
anybody.
She thinks it's gonna get picked up, and this podcaster, props to the podcaster, sent out a press release and like got it out there.
Moving on, you have some news.
I do have some news. So Radar Online has reported. Gotta love Radar Online has reported that there's going to be a major cast shakeup for next season on Real Housewives of New York, and that they are currently casting new women or interviewing new women to potentially cast next season. So they said that Bethany, Sonia, Dorinda, and Tinsley are definitely safe moving into the new season, and the two that are potentially on the chopping block are Luann and Ramona.
What?
Yeah. So they're saying that Luann, because of her recent run-ins with the law and violating her probation, that they're concerned that she's becoming too much of a liability.
I could see that.
And so they're considering not bringing her back. And then Ramona, they're saying her storyline has run its course and they're ready to mix things up the same way they did when they got rid of Jill and Alex and all of those OGs.
I mean, Ramona is like the OG of New York, though. You can't like boot her. So, Luann, I totally understand.
Yeah.
Luann, I'm here for.
Luann, I can get
I'm curious
of.
As to why Tinsley's on the chopping block. Like,
I think because she's young. And they also said that the women that they're currently interviewing are friends of Tinsley and Bethany.
If they keep Tinsley around, they have to bring a friend of hers because I think her storyline is tired.
I think they're trying to reinvigorate the cast and bring in some younger women, which I understand. But, like, how many times have we tried to bring in the younger women and it just never works out? Like, who is it? Kristen Takeman? Yeah. That was a hot mess.
No, we need to keep Ramona. Let's lose Lou and bring in a friend of Tinsley.
Yeah,
I think that's the game plan.
Yeah. I think that would be smart. I think we can definitely get rid of Lou. Like, I don't think any of that, nobody likes her anymore.
Nobody likes her. I'm tired of the cabaret. If we're going to do a whole other season with cabaret, I'm not going to be here for
it. I don't think people even like her damn cabaret.
No.
I think they go for, like, the fun of it. Like, to say that I went to Luann's cabaret. Luann from Real Housewives of New York City.
I mean, coming from Luann, she sings two songs. Other people sing other songs. It's not worth the money. Let's jump into some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. So, I mean, we saw it in the trailer for next week, but I think all of them are going to, like, literally leave it all out there for Lou, let her know what the happening is, and she's still just not going to receive it. And I think this is going to carry on into the reunion. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be bad blood all the way around. And, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be really great drama, but I really wish that Luann would just, like, take a step back and, like, see. And also, it sounds like Bethany outs her about drinking.
Yeah, so I feel like this is Tom all over again, mm-hmm. and this is the issue we run into with Luann every single season, is that, like, there's something that she just does not want to face, and, mm-hmm. like, trying to convince her of it is, like, yelling at a brick wall, because it's mm-hmm. just, it's not going to change.
Yeah.
You know, this brick wall just happens to have lots of boa feathers and jewels draped
on
her. And Giovanni. Mm-hmm. And really ugly statement necklaces. And I think it's time for her to, like, really look at herself in the mirror and realize, like, if all of your friends are saying this, it's probably not because you're successful and they want to tear you down. It's probably because they're your friends and they're looking out for you.
Yeah.
The same way they looked out for you when they dragged you back into rehab last summer.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely going to come to a head, but I don't know.
I feel bad. Like, Bethany's having, like, a breakdown.
Yeah, Bethany... I don't know, though, but is she making it about herself, like, this one moment where she, like, I don't know.
No, I don't think she's, I don't, I, my prediction is that I don't think she's going to make it about herself.
Yeah.
I think she just finally reached that limit.
Okay.
Because she was one of the people that, like, really helped pick her up off the ground when she fell. I think there was a little bit of hope that, like, there's going to be some redemption, there's going to be some gratitude, like, there's going to be some, there's an ounce
That's
of humanity
true.
In this person, and she's going to, like, have a moment, she's going to have that, she's going to have an epiphany, and she's actually going to realize that, like, she needs to change her behavior.
Yeah.
And I think this was Bethany's breaking point, where she finally realized, like, you're not going to have an epiphany. You're not going to have a turning point. And, you know, here I have extended myself for you, and you didn't care about me ever.
That's true. I totally forgot the, like, amount of investment Bethany put into getting Lou to the place in which it was, I don't know.
Yeah, while, like, going through her issues with Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her and Dennis were on and off, and she was engaged, and she was hiding it, mm-hmm. and, you know, and then he died, and, like, she, you know, Luann was, like, never there for her at all last year.
Yeah. I get it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good episode.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be so good. Zach. Yes. I'm so glad that you came and joined me. Guys, we will be here again next week. I am Chelsea Suck Jones. You can find me on Instagram at @C_S Jones and everything else that I'm doing at ChelseaSuckJones.com. Take it away.
Yeah, I'm Zach Peter. Thank you for having me back this week, Chelsea.
Yeah.
I know Leanne will do a fantastic job taking it back next week. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach, or you can listen to two of my podcasts.
Yeah.
Tuesdays, I have #Adulting, Life Hacks to Get Your Shit Together. And Wednesdays, I have #NoFilter with Zach Peter. And some of my former Vanderpump Rules After Show panelists have been on that one, so Chelsea's going to have to come back soon.
Yeah.
We talk lots of Bravo Dish. So
love it.
Check those out on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all the places, and follow me at Just Plain Zach.
Yes, guys. Again, thanks, Zach, for coming by.
Bye.
And we'll see you guys next week. Later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.